Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for everything you're doing in us. Thank you for the helps we have received from you. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs your mighty hand has performed in our favor. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your power that is working miracles in our lives and situations. Thank you for controlling all things to work together for our good. Thank you for battles you have fought for us and give us victories. Thank you for your strength in us that is making us to do your will. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for open doors. You have opened great doors for us, and we are walking through those doors into greatness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because you have kept us in perfect peace and health. You have not allowed us to lose good things, but you have made us to gain good things. You have made us to increase in spiritual wisdom and knowledge and grace and revelations and understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you for how you are changing us to become better Christians, even to become victorious Christians, prayer warriors. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because promises you have made concerning our lives and destinies are now coming to pass. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up above limitations and barriers. Thank you for your anointing of excellence and favor and success that is upon our heads. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you have made us overcome temptations, and you have given us grace to live a pure and holy life in your sight. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness toward us in this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for you have not forsaken us. You have not failed us. You always meet us at the point of our needs. And you always hear and answer our prayers. Thank you, Father. Be glorified, be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because every time we come together to pray on this platform, we always meet with you. And you always visit us. You always touch us, you always bless us, and you always help us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come together this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek you once again. Because we believe in you, we trust in you. So we are not ashamed to seek you. We are not afraid to seek you, for you are faithful. Lord, I ask that you move mightily among us even tonight, even in this hour and hours. Move mightily among us and let your will be done in our lives. Fill us with the spirit and power of prayer. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Fill us with utterances of your Holy Spirit. Make us to pray with the tongues of the Holy Ghost and according to your will. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall help us. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to start with worship songs. And after that, we would go into the prayers. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voices in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voices in praise of your name. Lord, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Worship you, Lord. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of Glory. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, King of Glory. We worship you. You reign. You reign, 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 you reign. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We lift you high. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, yes, Lord, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, Jesus, from everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting. For this God is our God, King of Glory, forever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are here, touching every life, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. You are here. You are here, changing our lives. We worship you. Jesus, we worship you. You are here. You are here, setting captives free, setting captives free. We worship you, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. You are here, healing every sick. You are here, healing every sick. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God. That is who you are. You are Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. Oh, there is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to deep. It is a place, it is a place of your dwelling, Lord. Take me, Lord, take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand, take me by the hand, to your holy place. Let me see your face. Let me see your face. Have your glory, Lord. Let me know you more. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Oh, take me by the hand to your holy place. Oh, let me see your face. Have your glory, Lord. Let me know you more. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. There's a place. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place. There is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. Jesus, there is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. It is a place of your dwelling, Lord. How we need a river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your glory right now, Lord. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river, the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down glory. Lord Jesus, shower down your grace, O Lord, and let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your glory right now, Lord. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship the King of Glory. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the Most High God, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Begin to worship the Rock of Israel. The I am that I am, the one who was and is to come. Worship the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. He is the Lord highly exalted. He is highly lifted, far above powers, far above thrones, far above kingdoms, far above nations, far above all the universe. Is highly exalted, far above the heavens, far above the earth. Worship Him. Worship Him. Lord, we worship You. Savior, we worship You. Miracle worker, we praise You. Mountain mover, we praise You. Lord of hosts, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. Father, we worship You. We worship Your majesty. You are the Lord and there is none like You. You are the Lord, You rule forever. You are the Lord, You reign forever. You are the Lord, You can never be defeated. You control times and seasons. You determine the end of all things before they began. We praise You, O God of Israel. It is You who speaks and it comes to pass. Who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when You have not commanded it? We praise You, O God of heaven and the earth. Be glorified forever. You open doors no one can shut. You shut doors no one can open. You kill and no one can bring back to life. And You bring back to life and no one can kill. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Father. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for who You are in this place. Thank You for who You are on Your throne in heaven. Thank You for who You are in the earth. Thank You for who You are inside of us. Thank You for who You are in all situations. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for what You have done. Thank You for what You are doing. Thank You for what You are about to do. Blessed be Your holy name. We welcome You right here. Have Your way. Take Your place. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to see, Father, I magnify You, for You have been so good to me. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being so good to me. Say, I magnify you. I praise you, for you have been so good to me. You have been so good to my family. You have been so good to my life, to my career, to my calling, to my ministry, to my destiny. Begin to say, Father, I thank you for you have been so good. I praise you for you have been so good. I magnify you for you have been so good. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for you have done me well. You have done me well. You have been so good to me. You have been so merciful to me. You have been so kind to me. You have been so gracious to me. Begin to say, thank you, Lord, for you have done me well. You have helped me. You have rescued me. You have saved me. You have delivered me. You have healed me. You have strengthened me. You have revived me. You have blessed me. Thank you for all that you have done. I cannot deny that you have done me well. Thank you, Father. I magnify you. I praise you, for you have been so good to me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe you pray like that. Thank you, Lord, for you have done me well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I choose to praise you always. I choose to give thanks always. Fill me with the spirit of praising you. Fill me with the spirit of being thankful in all situations. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I choose to praise you. I choose to give thanks to you always. Fill me with a spirit of praising you. Fill me with a spirit of always being thankful to you. Continue to pray like that. So, Lord, teach my heart to praise you always. Lead my heart to praise you always. Control my heart, control my mind to praise you always. To thank you always. In the name of Jesus, begin to say those words. The best way to pray is to praise God. The best way to pray and prevail and fight and win battles is to praise God and worship and thank and give him thanks. There is no higher way to pray than that. That is why you must not neglect the place of praise and worship. I mean, worshiping through songs and thanksgiving. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, I choose to praise you. Praise is a choice. Being thankful is a choice. Say, Father, I choose to praise you. Yeah, it is not because of blessings that we should praise God. That is not biblical. It is not only when God bless you that you praise God. That is not biblical. It is not only when you experience a miracle that you praise God and thank God. No. Praise is a choice, and it will always be a choice. Yeah. You must choose to praise Him. Say, Father, I choose to praise you. Say, Father, I choose to give thanks to you always. Teach my heart to do this. Help me to do this always. When it is convenient and when it is not. When it is easy and when it is not. When it is comfortable and when it is not. Irrespective of the situations I find myself, whether the situations go in my favor, whether they don't, Lord, teach my heart, teach my soul, teach my mind to always praise Him, to always worship, to always give thanks in the name of Jesus. Teach my soul. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you want to learn how to pray for long hours, which I've said a lot about that many times on this platform, I've told you a lot of benefits in praying for long hours. Yeah, and it's one of the reasons why the Lord said that every time we are done with prayer sessions, that you should pray over those prayers. I mean, you should pray again all those prayers we prayed. You should pray again all the prayer points we have prayed in that prayer session for two times. Yeah. I believe one of the reasons why God gave the instruction is to teach you to pray long hours alone by yourself. Yeah, so that is by the way. But what I want to say is that one of the ways to enter into the place of strength where you can pray for long hours alone with God, you alone with God, praying for long hours, is to learn how to worship God. Is to know how to worship God for a long time. How to praise God for a long time, especially through songs, through hymns. Yeah, is to know how to do that for a long time. Yeah, so if you can worship for maybe for 1 hour, 2 hours, just worshiping. Yeah, and then you just pray for like 30 minutes or another 1 hour. That's 3 hours. Yeah, so before you know it, you start improving. You start getting strong to pray for long hours. So there's a way worship and praises fill your spirit man with divine energy to stay with God without getting boring. You are not going to feel bored. You feel so excited. You feel so energetic in your spirit. And you will not want to leave God's presence. Even after 4 hours, it will look like 20 minutes. I mean, even after you have spent 4 hours with God, it will look like 20 minutes because you will keep enjoying it. You will keep enjoying it and you will not want to leave His presence. One of the keys to entering into that realm of strength is worship and praise and thanksgiving. It's true worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Yeah, so you're going to pray again for God to help you. You're going to place your right hand on your head. This thing is about the heart. So you're going to say, Father, give me a heart that cannot stop praising you. That was the kind of heart David had. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, give me a heart that cannot stop praising you. A heart that cannot stop worshiping you. A heart that cannot stop thanking you. So Lord, give me such heart. Give me such heart. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you have that heart, the Holy Spirit begins to lead you into songs, powerful songs you can be using to spend time with God. Powerful songs of worship. Powerful songs of praises. Powerful songs of victory. Begin to say, Father, give me a heart that can't stop praising you. That in the morning I am praising you. In the afternoon I am praising you. In the evening I am praising you. In the night I am praising you. In the midnight I am praising you. Every hour I am praising you. Give me such a heart that can't stop praising you. I don't know if you're passionate about this prayer. That is the key to victories. So Lord, give me a heart that can't stop praising you. A heart that don't get tired of praising you. A heart that can't be tired of praising you, of thanking you, of worshiping you. Lord, give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. As some people, they praise God, they dance, they worship, and then there's no power there. When you praise God, there should be power. I mean, power should manifest. When you praise God genuinely, one of the things that I know commands the power of God on earth is praising God. It commands God's power faster. Yeah, it releases God's power faster. Yeah. And every time it is done correctly, power manifests. Except if it is not done correctly. Every time praising God is done correctly, it is sure that there will be manifestation of power. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, apart from when you pray in tongues, yeah, one of the quickest ways to see the power of God manifest is when you praise God correctly. So now we have a lot of people who claim that they are worshippers. Yeah, in fact, they call themselves worshippers because they know a lot of songs they can use to worship God and praise God. Now, we have a lot of people that do these things, but it is so weak and powerless. They praise God, and then there is no power there. Yeah, so that is the form of godliness according to the scripture. Yeah, the Bible says in the last days people will have a form of godliness, but that godliness will be empty of power. Yeah, so whenever you praise God, power should manifest. Yeah, so now, how do you praise God correctly? Yeah, the first thing that I know is that when you are praising God, you have to forget about yourself. Yeah, you have to forget about yourself. Praising God is a selfless service to God or selfless sacrifice to God. So you don't look at yourself. In fact, you don't look at your voice. And you don't look at anyone watching. You don't look at yourself. You don't look at your voice. You don't look at anyone watching or listening to you. In fact, you don't even look at your environment. You just focus all your heart and soul on heaven and on God. And then you begin to praise God. That is how praising God become powerful. So you are going to pray. Yeah, I don't know I'm going to be talking on these things tonight, but I believe God wants to teach some of you how to praise Him. So you are going to pray for yourself. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, teach me to be selfless in the place of praising You. In the place of worshiping You, in the place of serving You, in the place of thanking You, teach me to be selfless. Teach me to forget myself. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And also tell Him to help you. Yeah, say, Father, help me to be selfless in the place of praising You. Say, Father, help me and teach me to be selfless in the place of worshiping You, in the place of giving thanks to You. Teach me to forget about myself. Thank You, Lord. Teach me to praise You for who You are and not just for what You have done. Not just for what You have given to me, but for who You really are. Teach me to praise You because of You. Teach me to praise You without looking at anything in this world. Without being full of myself. Help me to praise You with a selfless heart, with a selfless soul, with a selfless spirit. Help me to praise You, Lord, selflessly. Help me to praise You, to worship You, to give thanks to You, forgetting myself. Thank You, Lord. Help me to praise You like the angels praise You in heaven. Help me to praise You and worship You and give You thanks as they do it in heaven. Teach me to do this correctly. Teach me to do this sacrifice correctly. Sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Teach me to do them correctly. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last thing I'll talk about on the issue of praising God, worshiping, and giving thanks is that you don't wait until you have a reason to praise God, to thank God before you do it. Yeah. Because there are already countless reasons. Yeah, but every time you are looking for a reason, you are looking for what has God done for me? What has God done for me? What has God given to me that demands that I praise Him and give Him thanks and worship Him? Every time you keep looking for that, I can assure you that you will keep, you will not be able to enter into that realm of power that comes through praise and worship. You will be limited if you're always looking for reasons to being grateful to God. Yeah, you'll be limited in the experience you are meant to have at that realm of praising God. There are powerful experience, life-changing experience, yeah, glorious experiences in that realm of praising and worshiping and thanking God. Yeah, so every time you're always looking for reasons to thank God, to worship God, to praise God, you will not experience those powerful encounters and powerful deliverances and transformation that are in that realm. You will not experience them. And even if you will, it will be so limited. It's just little you will experience there. Yeah. And another thing is when you keep looking for reasons, Satan will keep deceiving you and making you feel like God has not done anything for you to deserve your praise. Yeah, if you keep looking for reasons, yeah, it has happened to me before. Yeah, I was looking for reasons to praise God, and Satan kept on deceiving me. He kept on giving me impressions like God has done nothing to me to deserve my praise because I was looking for reasons. Yeah, whereas God has done too many things already. Yeah, you think the price that was paid for your salvation, the salvation of your soul, you think it's just a small price? You think it's just so cheap? Yeah. And many things you can breathe properly. You think it's just so normal that you can breathe properly. Yeah. So there are a lot of reasons already, but you must not be looking for reasons, because devil will keep deceiving you to believe that God has done nothing to you to deserve your constant praise and worship and thanksgiving. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise enough to praise you, worship you, and give thanks to you without reasons. Yeah. Say, Father, help me to be wise enough. Help me to be wise enough to praise you, to worship you, to give thanks to you without looking for reasons, without looking for proofs. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hashada gadareya. Nidihele kriharadashida. Say, Father, help me. Yeah, that is a temptation that comes to many Christians several times. Devil does not want you to sing and say, the Lord is good, the Lord is great, the Lord is mighty, the Lord is faithful. Devil doesn't want you to sing those songs. He doesn't want you to say, the Lord is merciful, the Lord is gracious, the Lord is good and kind to me. Devil does not want you to sing those songs, especially when situation seems to be hard around you. Talk to God. Say, Father, help me to be wise enough always to praise you, to thank you, to worship you, without seeking for reasons to do them. Help me to be wise enough. Help me to be wise enough. Help me to be wise enough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that some of you still have not learned how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Lord is telling me that some of you have still not learned how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that is why you have failed a lot. Yeah, you have a high record of failures because you have not yet learned how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And you can see it in the scripture in Romans chapter 8 verse 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. So one of the ways by which you show everyone that you are a son of God, yeah, whether you are male or female, man or woman, in the kingdom of God, every one of us, we are sons of God. So one of the ways you show everybody that you are a son of God is by you being led by the Spirit of God. Yeah, so one of the things you must know, you must learn, from the day you become a Christian, is to be led by the Spirit of God. You must know how to be led by the Spirit of God. It is so important to your journey of fulfilling destiny. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I want you to pray this prayer with faith in your heart and with sincerity in your heart. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me to be led by you. Teach me how to be led by you. Teach me how to be controlled by you. Teach me how to be directed by you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, you don't need much faith when you are praying prayers like this. Yeah, because you are praying according to the will of God. So you just need a childlike faith. Yeah, because this is the will of God, that you be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so just pray sincerely from your heart. Pray like someone who really wants to be led by the Spirit of God. Just pray that simple prayer, and you will see what will happen. Yeah, very simple. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to be led by you. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to be controlled by you. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to be directed by you in every day of my life. Begin to pray like that. It's a simple prayer, but it will connect you with power, because the Holy Spirit is already in you, and He knows how to teach you this. So begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, raise up your right hand, say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to be led by you. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to be controlled by you. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to be directed by you in my journey of life in this world. As I journey through this world, teach me, Holy Spirit. Teach me. Pray that prayer sincerely from your heart, like you mean it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are some things the scripture already revealed on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I will mention some of them, but there are deeper aspects of these operations. When I mean operations, I mean how Holy Spirit leads people. It's very deep. So that is why even after I have told you the ones that are in the scripture and the ones that I know personally, you still need more tutoring from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, but the ones I will mention now will help you alone. Now, this is the first one. In Romans chapter 8, there's a lot in that chapter. Yeah, I think in verse 6, it told us how to put yourself in the environment that will make it easy for you to be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. In verse 6, it talks about how you can use your mind to put yourself in the environment where the Holy Spirit will easily lead you and direct you. And many of you already know what I'm talking about right now. Yeah. Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says, "For to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So the moment you are carnally minded, you will automatically find yourself in a spiritual environment that is hostile to the Holy Spirit. And then the moment you are spiritually minded, you will automatically find yourself in an environment that is friendly to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that is what it means. So, being carnally minded puts you in the atmosphere of darkness, which is also death. Being spiritually minded puts you in the atmosphere of peace and life. And that is where the Holy Spirit dwells. So you are going to place your right hand on your head, because the seat of your mind is your head, is your brain. That is the seat of your mind. So you are going to place your right hand on your head, and you are going to shout. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every power of darkness enforcing carnality on my mind. Enforcing carnal mindedness on my mind, enforcing worldliness on my mind. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Hashoge desu hala diatana elejiene kiagarada listos hasashatado dijanana dihande klashti habaradana talala. In the name of Jesus, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy powers of darkness enforcing carnality on my mind, enforcing carnal mindedness on my mind, enforcing lustfulness on my mind, enforcing pridefulness or pride on my mind. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Bashanaga desasia. Vijudeate and disosijalabala. Tedende. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Powers of darkness, presence of darkness that is enforcing carnal mindedness on my mind, on my brain. Powers of darkness enforcing worldly lifestyle, worldliness on my mind. Powers of darkness enforcing carnality on my mind. Be roasted by fire of the Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, I noticed that a lot of Christians Christians no longer have power over their minds. Their mind has been hijacked by principalities. Their minds have been hijacked from them by principalities. So it is what those principalities of darkness want them to think that they think. So a lot of Christians don't know how to maintain pure thoughts, pure imaginations in their minds. Yeah, it has become difficult for them, and that is demonic possession. If you realize that you no longer have power over your mind, you no longer have power to determine what you want to think and what you don't want to think, that is demonic possession. It means you need deliverance. That's one of the signs of demonic possession. It means your mind has been claimed Because when we say demonic possession, it does not really mean that one demon is living inside of you. That's a low class possession. High class possession is when you are fully under control of principalities who are based in the second heaven. That is high class possession. So I realized that these principalities, they have hijacked the minds of many Christians, and they are the ones determining what they think. Yeah, so many Christians no longer have the power to determine what they want to think and what they don't want to think. Yeah, because their minds have been hijacked. Their mind has been taken away from them. So you're going to pray. Yeah, this is very serious. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, destroy every principality and powers of darkness that has taken full control over my mind. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, arise and destroy principalities and powers of darkness that have taken possession and control of my mind. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mashuhasa jenegetala. In the name of Jesus, say, O Lord of hosts, thank you, Lord, arise and destroy principalities and powers of darkness that have taken possession and control of my mind, of my brain, of my feelings, of my emotions. Arise, O Lord of hosts, destroy them. Destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus, arise. Arise, O Lord of hosts, descend upon powers and principalities of darkness that have hijacked my mind, that have taken possession and control of my mind. Destroy them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, these principalities, they also manipulate emotions and feelings. Yeah, some ladies have found themselves in wrong relationships with men because principalities manipulate their feelings. They have manipulated their emotions. So they feel like, I just love that guy. I just have feelings for him. Now that feelings is from principalities. It's not your feelings. Is not from the Holy Spirit. That feelings you are having for the person is not from the Lord. Yeah, is not from the Lord. And not only that, you know, it happens vice versa. It happens from men to women, from women to men. Yeah, especially those that are wanting to get married. Yeah, and not only that, maybe you notice that you just suddenly get angry for no reason, and you can't even trace the source of the anger. you just suddenly start getting angry, and you can't say this is what caused the anger. Or you notice that just little things provokes you to anger so quickly. That is principalities working, manipulating your emotions. It's not you, and it's not the Spirit of God. It is principalities. And they are succeeding because you are weak. You are weak in your mind. You are weak in your emotions. That is why they could do that to you. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. Yeah. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, arise and destroy principalities and powers of darkness, controlling my emotions and feelings to go against the will of God, to act against the will of God. Oh Lord of hosts, arise and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Mashagedaradishlia. You're not supposed to be a slave to hunger. You're not supposed to be a slave to lust. And then you are always moved with feelings. I have feelings for this one. And then before you know it, you have feelings for another person. And then you have feelings for another person. There is something wrong. Begin to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, arise and destroy principalities and powers of darkness, controlling my emotions and feelings to go against the will of God, to go contrary to the plans of God for my life." It is until you get deliverance at this level that you can be accurately led by the Holy Spirit, and you'll be sure that it is the Holy Spirit and not principalities. Continue to pray. Say, "Oh Lord of hosts, descend upon principalities and powers, manipulating my emotions and feelings to act contrary to the will of God. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Yeah, you know, some of you might be aware that I was once in a relationship. I mean, a very serious relationship with someone, and it was about to lead into marriage before God showed me mercy and delivered me. But I was about to get lost forever. Yeah. I was about to get lost forever before God said, "No, you can't continue further. Stop here. Break the relationship." Yeah, and I obeyed. But here is my point. I never knew that I was manipulated, that my emotions and feelings were manipulated from the second heaven. And I was, you know, I had a voice. I had the voice of God in code, but it was not the voice of God. Yeah. I got revelations. And I thought, "Oh, this person is the right person for me, for marriage." But it was not the voice of God. Now I'm telling you this to show you how many Christians have failed because of this weakness we are talking about right now. Yeah, if you're not delivered at that level, your entire destiny can fall apart and you will not be able to reach the place and the height God wants you to attain. If I had married that person, I will suffer and I will never fulfill my calling. Yeah, I will never fulfill my calling. Now, this is my point. I thought I had the voice of God, but it was not the voice of God. Yeah. The kingdom of darkness, they made my emotions and feelings to control me, and that made them to deceive me prophetically. Yeah, so if your emotions and feelings is under the control of the kingdom of darkness, they can prophetically deceive you. Now, when I say prophetically deceive you, I'm talking about they can make you hear a voice that will look like the voice of God. They can make you see visions, get dreams that will look like they are from God. I mean, they will look like, because it will be just the same way you get messages from God. It will be just exactly the same way God speaks to you, because that was how it happened to me. It was just exactly the same way God speaks to me. Yeah, it was exactly the same way I get revelation. So I thought it was the Lord, but it was not the Lord. It was gods in the second heaven. It was principalities in the second heaven. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So you must be delivered. And you must be victorious at this level of emotions and feelings. Otherwise, you will be misled and you will even think it is God leading you. Yeah. So you're going to pray again. Especially if you have made a decision, or you have made a choice that you think is the Lord. Yeah. You need to pray now that God deliver you. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, pull me out of every path I am following through prophetic deception. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, pull me out, bring me out of every path, every journey I am treading on, everything I am currently doing that was true deception of darkness. Lord, bring me out of those paths. Bring me out of those things. Whatever decision I have made, whatever choices I have made, that was according to prophetic deception. That was by prophetic deception. Lord, deliver me now. Bring me out now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So whatever journey I am currently in, whatever decision, whatever choice I am currently in that was by deception of darkness, Lord, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, pull me out. Whatever path I am currently treading on, that was by prophetic deception, that I was deceived prophetically to follow. Lord, pull me out now. Whether through false prophets, whether through false prophecies, whether through satanic, demonic dreams and visions and voices, say, Lord, deliver me now. Pull me out now. Irrespective of how long I might have been following that path, Lord, show me mercy today and pull me out of that path. Pull me out of that journey. Pull me out of that relationship. Any decision or choice that I have made based on prophetic deception, Lord, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Deliver me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Release my mind to be 100% sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit, to the ways of the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, or fire of God, release my mind to be fully sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit, to the mind of the Holy Spirit, to the ways of the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to the move of the Holy Spirit, to the operations of the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray like that. Je can turn the heart to you. Thank you, Lord. Masho Sazanagala. Jinene Dijdia. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my mind. Release my mind. Release my mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my mind to be fully connected, to be fully sensitive to the mind of God, to the voice of God, to the mind of Jesus. To the voice of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, release my mind. Release my mind to be fully sensitive, to be fully connected with the mind of God, to the voice of God, to the operations of God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You know, as I said earlier, I said that with your mind, you can put yourself in an environment that is hostile to the Holy Spirit. And then with your mind, you can put yourself in an environment that is friendly with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and you can do this by the kind of things you think, by whether you yield to your fleshly desires or you yield to the desires of the Spirit of God. Yeah, you can do, you know, you can do that by who do you yield to, your flesh or the Spirit? Your desires or the Spirit's desires. Yeah, so you can determine the kind of environment, the kind of spiritual environment you will be. Yeah, though physically, if you look at yourself, you probably can say, oh, I'm just in my house. I'm just in my room. I'm just in the environment of my room. But we're not talking about physical. We're talking about spiritual environment. Yeah. So if let's say, for instance, you begin to lust in your mind, immediately you begin to lust in your mind, you find yourself in a dark environment. Your spirit and soul becomes dark. Your spirit and soul becomes immersed into a dark environment. Yeah, but let's say, for instance, in your mind you begin to think positive. You begin to think in line with the Word of God. You begin to meditate on the Word of God. You begin to think about righteousness, doing what is pleasing in the sight of God. Then at that moment, you find yourself in another environment that is full of life, full of light, and full of peace. So you can see how your mind is the key to the spiritual environment you find yourself, or spiritual realm you find yourself. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my mind to begin to use my mind to please you. So, Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my mind. Empower me in my mind. You can be strong in your mind and you can be weak in your mind. Yeah, when you are strong in your mind, that is grace at work. That is grace of God at work. So, Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my mind to begin to channel my mind in the direction of the light, to begin to channel my mind in the direction of heaven, in the direction of the truth, in the direction of righteousness. Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is until you are strengthened in your mind that you can do what I'm talking about. Without the strength of God, you will not be able to do what I'm talking about. It will be so difficult because it is war. This is war going on in your mind. This is battle going on in your mind. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my mind. Strengthen me in my heart. in my thoughts. Strengthen me in my soul. Strengthen me in my brain to be able to channel my mind to go in the direction of your ways, to go in the direction of the light, to go in the direction of life and peace. Holy Spirit, strengthen my mind to go in your direction. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Continue to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my mind to begin to use my mind to please you. To begin to use my mind to please you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that is very important in learning how to be led by the Holy Spirit is focus, being focused. For instance, as I'm praying right now, I mean, as I am leading this prayer session, I am 100% focused on the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm so focused that I am so connected with the Holy Spirit. I'm so focused that I make sure I say the right prayers the Holy Spirit wants me to say, or I lead the prayer session the way He wants me to lead it. Yeah, I'm so focused that I'm not looking at anyone. Yeah, and the same way I'm doing it is the same way I do it if I'm in a church ministering. Yeah, so there is full focus I have on heaven. Like, it's just like I'm standing before God and I'm looking at God's face. That's what I mean by focus. Like you're standing before God and you're just looking at Him. You're not looking sideways. You are not looking anywhere else. You are just focused. So the same way, if you are going to get the best from this prayer session, you also will get the best by focusing on the Lord. Yeah. By focusing on the Lord, even as you are hearing the prayer point, and as you're praying with a heart that is set on the Lord. Yeah, in Colossians chapter 3, yeah, from verse 1, it began by saying that we should set our affection on the things above and not on the things in the head. Yeah. So every time you must be focused on the Lord. You must always be focused on the Lord, not distracted, but focused. Yeah, while you're talking to people, you are focused. You're not looking at those people. You might be looking at them face to face, physically, but you are not actually looking at them. You are focused on the Lord. Everything you are doing, you are focused. Your mind is set on heaven, on the Holy Spirit. So you are going to pray. Yeah, we have too many distracted Christians today. And that is why they can't be led by the Holy Spirit. It is when you are focused that the Holy Spirit can lead you, not when you are so distracted. Yeah, you begin to do a spiritual thing and then you are so distracted. In the next 6-7 hours, you have forgotten that you were doing something spiritual. And then you were so distracted for 6-7 hours, you have forgotten that you were busy with something spiritual. That is wrong. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the grace to be focused on you, to be focused on your throne, to be focused on your mind, to be focused on your face. Say, Father, give me the grace to set my eyes on you always, to set my heart on you always, to set my mind on you always. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hash de hakialabalala. Masho sajida deneketa. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Mishto hasujidia. De dekeshenegalala. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give me grace to set my heart on you always, to set my eyes on you always. Whether I'm driving or I'm walking on the streets or I'm talking to people, whatever I do on a daily basis, give me grace to be focused on you. Give me grace to never lose sight of you. In the name of Jesus, Elijah was standing before King Ahab. He said, before God whom I stand. He didn't say before Ahab whom I stand. Yeah. He didn't see himself standing before the king. He said, I'm standing before God. Not before man, but before God. Because he's always focused on God. His eyes is always looking at the eyes of God. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, give me grace. Fill me with grace to be focused on you. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with grace, Lord, to set my eyes on your eyes, to set my heart on your face, to set my mind on you always, in the name of Jesus, without looking right or left, without being distracted by anything. Lord, give me grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah. The prayer points we are doing is based on what the Holy Spirit told me earlier, that many of you need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he said many of you don't yet know how to be led by him. And that is why many of you have failed in so many ways. You have experienced all manner of failures and setbacks because you have not yet learned how to be accurately led by him. Yeah, so that is what is inspiring this prayer points we are praying now. Yeah, another thing that I have learned as very crucial to be led by the Holy Spirit is to be fearless. Is fearlessness, if I can put it that way. To be fearless, like you are not afraid. Yeah. That I have found to be a very powerful key to being led by the Spirit of God. So if you are being controlled by fear, it will be difficult for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Yeah, if fear is as a strong grip on your soul, it will be so difficult for the Spirit of God to lead you. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul, spirit, and body from the bondage of fear, from the bondage and control of fear." You know, say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my spirit, soul, and body from the bondage and control of fear in the name of Jesus." I begin to pray like that. Je kehas sujalala, diakta je se sujano tiyalagala, mashe denegalegaya, irati jisanala, diakti janavalagala, hendera lajda, mashe sujan de suzigaya, ligla dratija, mashe nagatata jisanala, in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my spirit, release my soul, release my body from the bondage and control of fear. Now, in the name of Jesus." I believe you're praying like that. Begin to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my spirit, release my soul, release my body from the bondage and control of fear." Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it is so important that you have no fear. Yeah, if you will go far in fulfilling your calling and destiny in the end, it is so important that you have no fear. Yeah, because there are some decisions and choices that you can only take them by being fearless. Yeah. There are some things that the Holy Spirit cannot tell you to do while fear is still in your heart. Yeah, because even if the Holy Spirit speaks, you won't hear because fear has filled your soul. So fear will kill that frequency. Fear will cut off that frequency. Yeah, even if the Holy Spirit speaks, you will not hear because your soul is filled with fear. So it is important that you have no fear. Fear, meaning that you fear nothing, only God. So, meaning that you fear no man, you fear no one, but God alone. Yeah. So I don't know what you are afraid of or what you are afraid of doing. Yeah, some of you, God wants you to go out and preach the gospel, but you're afraid of the faces of people you preach to. You're afraid of what people will say. You're afraid of, I don't know, many things. So you must come to the point where you fear nothing. Yeah, that you fear nothing, but only God. Yeah, when you come to that point, you will see the Holy Spirit lead you a lot. So you're going to pray again. I don't know what you're afraid of. Yeah, but I fear nothing, not even death. Yeah, I fear nothing. And I want you to, I want you to be like myself. If I'm your leader, you should be like myself. So you're going to pray. Still, place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, I destroy everything and objects that how will I put it now? You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, destroy every element, everything, and object that is commanding fear in my life, commanding fear in my mind, in my soul. Whatever it is that is instilling fear into me, Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy the connection that binds me with those things. Anything that I am afraid of, Lord, destroy the connection that binds me with them. Because I choose to fear nothing. I want to have no fear. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I believe you understand the prayer point. Begin to say, Father, by your mighty hand, destroy the connection binding my soul with every element I am afraid of. Whatever I am afraid of, let the influence of such thing on my soul be broken. Let the stronghold of fear in my soul be destroyed. Anything in this world or in any realm, whether visible or invisible, that is commanding fear in my life, Lord, let that stronghold be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of fear in my soul, in my mind, be broken by the hand of God in the name of Jesus. Let every element, every object, everything, whether visible or invisible, that is instilling fear in my life, lose their holds on my soul. Now, in the name of Jesus, whether human being or spirit or death or whatever it is, whether it's what happened to me in the past or what is happening now in my present time, whatever it is that is projecting and instilling fear into my soul, Lord, let their strength strongholds be destroyed now. Let the connection binding my soul with such things be destroyed now. By your mighty hand, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the influence those elements and objects have on my soul be destroyed now. I choose to fear no one. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I repeat the prayer once again. Yeah, maybe the network did not allow you to hear everything. Yeah, I decree that every connection binding your soul with things, objects, elements, whether they are in this world or in any other world, whether they are visible or invisible, every connection binding your soul with those things you are afraid of, every strength those things have on your soul to control you through fear, I decree that both the strength they have and the connections you have with them are destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, whether there are things that have happened to you in time past or things happening now that you are so afraid of, I decree that the strength those things have on your soul to control you through fear is broken now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the connections those events have on your soul that have put you under slavery to fear, I decree that such connections are destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah, still on fear. Yeah, still on fear. I have said it before that one of the ways to overcome fear is to face it and fight it. And one of the practical ways to do that is to go ahead and do the things fear says don't do. The things fear is telling you not to do, you go ahead and do it, or and do them. That is one of the practical ways to begin to defeat fear. So if you are saying don't do this, and then you just sit there, you're not doing it, I can assure you that you will continue to be a slave to fear. Yeah, but that thing that fear is telling you don't do, and then you begin to go ahead to do it, especially when it is in line with the will of God, not things that are not according to the will of God. Yeah, but things that agree with the will of God, and then fear is saying don't do it, you go ahead and do it. Because that is where you get the victory. And that is when you get the victory. So you are going to pray. Yeah. You are going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive boldness and courage and strength to do everything fear says I should not do. To do everything fear don't want me to do. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive boldness and courage and strength to do them now. For God has not given me the spirit of fear. I refuse to be a slave to fear. Begin to say, I receive boldness, courage, and strength to do them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Hashagadabalagana. Gihendi tujala. Kasujitande hederabala. Mihandi jiasanana. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Lijisa tashagadabala. Mashi dehandi alagana. Say, I receive boldness. Say, I receive courage. See, I receive strength to do the things fear says I should not do. Thank you, Lord. See, I receive boldness now. I receive courage now. I receive strength now to do them in Jesus' name. Begin to say, God has not given me the spirit of fear. Yeah, begin to talk like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Begin to say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Begin to say, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore, I receive boldness. I receive courage. I receive strength to do the things fear says I should not do. Begin to say, I receive boldness and courage and strength, thank you, Lord, to do the things fear says I should not do right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray three prayer points. Yeah, three prayer points, and we would round up the session. Yeah. Another thing that I have learned when it comes to being led by the Holy Spirit is being full of faith and refusing to doubt God. Yeah, meaning that you are so full of faith that there is no doubt in your mind. You are so full of faith. Yeah. Now, I want you to pay attention to my words or sentence or statement. I said, you are so full of faith that there is no doubt in your mind. Yeah, so meaning that you are not yet full of faith when there is still doubt in your mind. Yeah, if there is still traces of doubt in your mind, then it means you are not yet full of faith. You might have some faith, but that faith is not full. When your faith is full, there will no longer be doubts in your mind. So meaning that you're not thinking, what if it doesn't happen? Or what if God does not have the intention of doing this? What if God does not love me? What if, that means there's nothing like that. Yeah, you're praying with angelic faith. I think I've taught on that before. That is the faith angels have, that they don't think whether certain things will happen or not. Yeah, everything that is the will of God, angels believe it will happen and it will be done. That's why they go out to perform it. So they don't have any part of them doubting whether it will happen or not. They have no place in their heart for doubt. Yeah. So the same way when you are praying, you don't pray like maybe it might not happen. No. You pray because it will happen, because you know it is the will of God for it to happen. So, and then you pray because it will happen. So there is no, you pray without any fragment of doubt in your heart, in your soul. So you're going to pray. Only a heart full of faith can receive some directions from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith. Yeah. So when you are so doubtful, it will be difficult for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because the Holy Spirit will not tell you to do things that is so easy to believe. Yeah. He will tell you that, you know, he will tell you to go in a direction where you have to believe. The Holy Spirit will lead you through a direction that you have to trust God to continue to go in that direction. So if you're having a scientific mind, you want to see before you believe, you can't be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's why it's difficult for scientists some scientists, though not all scientists, it is difficult for some scientists to actually believe God, because the way of the Spirit is the way of faith. Yeah, if you're not willing to believe, it means you're not willing to be led by the Spirit of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me with faith to the point where doubts have no place in me. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with faith to the point where doubts have no place in me. Show me a man that walks in victory, and I will tell you that man is a man of faith. Is a man of faith, not a doubtful man. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with faith to the point where doubts have no place in me. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Fill me with faith, Holy Spirit. Fill me with faith, Holy Spirit. Fill me with faith, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Fill me with faith. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fill me with faith. Fill me with faith, Holy Spirit, till doubts, unbelief have no place in me. Help me to believe before I see. Destroy every spirit of science in my heart. Every spirit I want to see before I believe. Holy Spirit, destroy such spirit in my life, in my heart, in my soul. Every spirit that is looking for signs before it believes God. Every spirit that is making me to look for signs before I believe God. Holy Spirit, destroy that spirit in me. Destroy such spirit in me. Thank you, Lord. Destroy such nature, such attitude in me. Every spirit making me to desire signs, as the Jews were looking for signs before they could believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Every spirit making me to be seeking for signs before I can believe. Holy Spirit, destroy such spirit in me. Fill me with faith. Help me to believe before I see. Fill me with faith, thank you, Lord. Till there's no place for doubts in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. I want to show you somewhere in the scripture. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Yeah, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. This is Jesus speaking. He said, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now, he didn't say some things. He didn't say few things. He said all things. All things. Yeah, this is the word of God. And the word of God is true. Jesus said, all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So you will receive those things while believing. That's what it means. So it's more or less like believing God puts you in an atmosphere where you receive things you ask. So the moment you can't believe God anymore is the moment you can't receive from God anymore. Yeah, the moment you can't believe God again is the moment you can't receive from God again. So he said, believing. So it's like believing is that vehicle that takes you to the place of receiving what you have or you have asked for. Yeah. So you are going to pray. So if you are full of faith, the Spirit of God will guide you. The Spirit of God will lead you. Yeah, so now you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe in your ability to answer prayers. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Lead me by your Holy Spirit through the path of receiving everything I have asked you in prayer. Yeah. Begin to say, Father, I believe in your ability to answer prayers. Begin to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Please lead me by your Holy Spirit through the path of receiving answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Some answers to your prayers have to happen through direction from the Holy Spirit. Like Holy Spirit have to lead you into those answers. They won't just come. Some will come without you doing nothing, but some will come by you doing something, and the Holy Ghost will lead you every day until those prayers comes to pass. He will tell you what to do. He will teach you what to do, how to pray, how to continue to believe, and all of that. Begin to say, Father, lead me by your Holy Spirit through the path of receiving answers to my prayers. Because I believe in your ability to answer prayers. Because I believe in your ability to solve problems. I believe that you are faithful. Lead me, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit to the place of answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is the last prayer point. And then the last thing I'll talk about when it comes to being led by the Holy Spirit is to know how to pray in the Spirit. to pray, to know how to pray under the influence. That's what it means to pray in the Spirit. That you are able to pray under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Just as you are expected to live your daily life under the control and leadership of the Holy Spirit. So the same way you are expected to pray under the control and influence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so which is how you are even supposed to speak in tongues. For those of you who can speak in tongues or pray in tongues, you're supposed to do that under the control and influence of the Holy Spirit. So because you are not supposed to do it from your head, you're supposed to do it from your spirit. Yeah, not from your head, not from your mind, but from your spirit. So when you pray, you're supposed to pray with the utterances of the Holy Spirit. You're supposed to pray prayers that Holy Spirit put in your mouth to pray. So whether it's a spiritual language or is a language in this realm, you're supposed to pray as the Spirit puts that those words in your mouth. Yeah, so when you pray like that, it will be easy for the Spirit if you desire to always pray like that. You're always comfortable praying in the Spirit, then you will always be led by the Spirit. Yeah, you always be guided by the Spirit. If you're always praying in the Spirit, you will always be led and guided by the Spirit. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me anointing to always pray under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. You're going to say, Father, release upon me anointing to pray under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. Anointing to pray with utterances of the Holy Spirit. Father, release upon me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you pray this prayer sincerely, something's going to come upon you from heaven. An anointing will come upon you from heaven. If you pray this prayer with the whole of your heart, with strong passion and desire, anointings from heaven shall fall upon you. Anointing from the throne of God shall fall upon you. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, Father, release on me an anointing to pray under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, release on me an anointing to pray, thank you, Lord, with the utterance of the Holy Spirit. To pray with powerful utterances of the Holy Spirit. To pray with strong utterances, victorious utterances of the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, release an anointing on me. Nijia kera sozelash te danana. Kegia rava jide rava. Tashuzan dekuja. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying passionately. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Continue to pray passionately with all your heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray at this time. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you for your power that has worked in our lives, even in this prayer session. Thank you for how you have opened our eyes to see things that are to set us free and to lift us up spiritually, even in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone who have actively participated and followed this prayer session. Those who have actively participated in the prayer session and have followed each prayer point, I ask, oh God, that in your mercy, visit everyone and give unto them blessings that are beyond their requests and expectations. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that heaven shall descend on your life. The whole of heaven, the whole of God's kingdom, in the fullness of power and victory and glory, shall descend upon your life. And as heaven descends on your life, every activity of darkness, presence of darkness, shall be utterly wasted. In the name of Jesus, presence of demons, sicknesses, serpents, scorpions, agents of Satan, creatures of darkness in your life, in your environment, shall be utterly destroyed by the invasion of heaven into your life now in Jesus' name. The hand of the Lord shall pull you out of every wrong step you have taken, of every wrong path you are trending on. The hand of the Lord shall pull you out and set you on the right path He has for your life. On the right path God has for your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your season of honor and glory has come in the name of Jesus. The season of shame and disgrace has ended in the name of Jesus. You shall fulfill your calling and destiny as it is in the book of God in heaven. In the name of Jesus, you shall become unstoppable No power shall be able to stop you. No force of hell shall be able to stop you. And I decree that you shall not be deceived. Every agenda from the dark kingdom to deceive you, to mislead you, to confuse you out of the will of God is now destroyed, is now terminated in the name of Jesus. The fear of the Lord shall be permanently established in your heart and soul in the name of Jesus. And anything outside of the fear of the Lord, any other fear that is not the fear of the Lord, shall no longer have a place in your heart and mind and soul in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are going to stop here. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.